Happy Friday, guys! 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你们又一次收听开言英语的节目。
Hey, guys, I'm Adam.
那周五呢，很多人就会出去约会，对不对？
Yeah.
Such a happy and romantic day. 但是我们今天要讲的很重要的一件事情就是约会的英语要怎么说。
Yeah, because it's going to be different in different contexts.
对，因为常常还是有用户啊，有听众问我们说啊，我约了一个客户，能不能说 a date? I've got a date with my client.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. It's possible. Probably not.
对，所以我们还是把约会留给爱人之间浪漫的吧。好，那今天呢，就跟大家讲讲约会、约人、约客户，各种各样的约啊。好，那除了听我们节目听得很开心，能学到东西之外呢，如果你想把我们每一集里面讲的这些说法、这些词真的记到自己的脑海里，就最好的还是大家要看一下我们配套的推送啊，有文字全都列出来。所以欢迎你到我们的微信公众号来查找，我们的公众号就叫做开言英语，开放的开，语言的言。 OK, so Adam, 如果一个学生问你说 Adam, can I use dates with clients? 你会怎么回答他？
Probably I'd say no.
对，我觉得这个最简单的大家就是记住 a date is a date, like a date.
A date is it's a date date, yeah.
我们说 date date, 英语里面你把一个词有的时候重复说两遍，就说它的本质就是这么一回事儿，它没有其他的意思。
Right.
所以我们讲到约会，那它就是爱人之间的，对不对？So it's a romantic date.
Romantic date.
That's the key, right?
Right.
就像你前面说的，有可能你跟客户也是在谈恋爱或者什么 ，but that's not very professional. 所以咱们就不 encourage 不鼓励那个了。
Right.
所以如果你说，哎，今天星期五，我晚上要出去约会。这个英语可以怎么说呢
？I want to go on a date on Friday.
Or I've got a date.
I've got a date.
如果你跟别人说 I've got a date tonight， 这个意思就是说，可能是已经建立关系的男女朋友，或者你们两个就是刚刚认识什么，但是互相有意思，是吧
？Could be both. Could be a blind date.
A blind date， 相亲啊。
Mm.
或者我前面说的就那种 you just。You know, starting out,、对吧？还没有 ，it's not a, you know, one, 怎么说 exclusive relationship.
Right, it's before you would say you are dating,、right? After the relationship is kind of started, then you can say, I'm dating someone.
哦，对，我觉得这个还有点搞，有点 tricky, 就是如果把 dating 当做一个动词用的时候，这个时候它就是 it's serious.、Right?
It's serious, right.
So if you say I'm dating this person, or、we've been dating,
right?
意思就是你们两个很认真，对吧？
Right.
Whereas 很多西方人，其实中国人现在也是，就是说，就我可以 date 可能好几个人，最后看哪个适合、
啊。是。
All right, 那像我结婚了嘛，然后呢 ，married couples， 我觉得很重要的还是 you need to carve out some time for yourselves, for the two of you, and have date nights.
Date nights, yeah.
是不是 date nights 就是结婚的人用的比较多？就我们出去还是要过个两人世二人世界。
It's pretty much only married people that would say this. Date night.
像你们 single 单身就是 every
night every night's
date
night.
Night 好开心啊。OK, 那 date 说完了以后呢，我觉得这里还有一个动词可以讲讲的，就是 to see.
Yeah, so this see isn't like, oh, I see you, you see me. It just means I'm dating.
I'm dating, 就是 are you seeing anyone? 你现在有没有男女朋友这个意思，对不对？
Right, like this is the kind of question that you might get asked at Christmas time, you go see your family. Are you seeing anyone?
或者春节要到了。
Oh, yeah, sure.
回家的时候是吧？ Are you seeing anyone? 你可以 oh, yes, I'm seeing someone. Or no, I'm not seeing anyone.
I'm not seeing anyone.
好，那Adam, 你前面说有一个经常你听到关于 date 的错误，你一定要跟大家纠正的。
Oh yeah, dating with you.
dating with you.
Well, I usually hear it's kind of a double mistake.
怎么叫双重错误？
I want dating with you.
就是第一时态搞错了。I want dating
with
you.
Right, with you.
那第二个错误呢？
Well, just dating with you sounds kind of strange.
对，因为 date 后面不能加 with,
yeah,
是吧？
Yeah, just go on. Well, you could say go on a date with someone, but not dating with someone.
但是我觉得你 这个讲点倒挺好的，就是如果你想约一个人出去，是直接跟他说 I want to go on a date with you, 听起来也有点怪吧。
It's a bit too direct.
啊，很直接。
Yeah.
是吧？那怎么说，就是怎么问比较好呢？
Are you free?
对，其实我觉得就是和 中文差不多啊、
yeah.
就说、哎、你周五晚上有空吗周末、
yeah.
Are you doing anything this weekend?
Right.
就 keep it casual.
Keep it casual.
嗯，不要很严肃的就是 I want to go on a date with you.
I want dating with you.
好 alright,、so that's enough about dating、浪漫约会就说到这儿，我们接下来就说说、就有很多朋友说那如果我约客户啊或者什么能用 date 吗？Okay, you already know you can't use the word date. 那大家可以用什么词呢？
Probably the most formal one is appointment.
Ah, I've got an appointment.
Right.
That appointment 就是有约对吧？ That appointment 比如和客户 with clients, can you say I've got、a client appointment, I've got an appointment with a client?
You can. Usually we say a meeting with a client.
直接用 meeting 就可以了。
Right, because like an appointment is going to be with a doctor or a dentist or someone that needs to see 30 people today. So Jenny, you're at 9, Adam's at
9:30. 对对对，所以 appointment 这个词用的最多的就是像 Adam 说的看医生，对吧？ I've got a doctor's appointment.
Right.
Or a dentist, 牙医。甚至什么做头发，你可以说 I've got a hair appointment.
Hair appointment, yeah.
对吧？女生做那个指甲 I've got a nail appointment.
Got a nail, yeah.
反正我觉得任何就是 you know, there are professional people,、
right.
就这些专业人士他一个人、
exactly.
对吧他要 like you said, they see you for 30 minutes、或者什么这段时间为你服务的或者 a lawyer's appointment 也可以吧。
Yeah, it's a good question. I'd say for lawyer, it's probably a meeting.
Meeting,
yeah.、
Maybe、
it's the same idea, but it's
对对对
just we don't say it. Or an appointment with a lawyer.
A lawyer, 对。那如果 job interview 呢可以我约要去面试 Can you say I've got an appointment?
Probably would just say I've got an interview.
对就直接用面试 interview 就可以了、好那前面说这个约客户啊大家还是我觉得最自然的是直接用动词 I'm meeting a client、or I've got a meeting witha client.
Or I'm meeting with a client.
哦这些都可以、
yeah.
是吧那如果你们俩后来发展成情侣那你也可以 date 他。
Then you can date after.
对对对。
Yeah.
But before, if it's not like that, 大家还是 date 和那些专业的约要分清楚。好那我们最后呢再来说说就是约朋友好了。
Okay, so a lot of times I've got text messages, WeChat messages from my friends. Maybe we're trying to make a plan.、We say a place, we say a time. And then, of course, they would write, 约吗?
约吗?
Yeah.、
那这时候用什么词呢?
Well, so this is where it's kind of funny.、In English, we might actually say, is it a date?
Oh, between friends?
Because it's more of a joke, right?、You can say, like, it's a date. Yeah, it's a date.
像玩笑一样的、约吗好约然后 It's a date 比如你和 Connor 或者你和 Spencer、
right.
你们约 出去周五喝酒然后约定了以后说哦、oh, It's a date
I'll see you then
对 I'll see you then 这个就是玩笑调侃、
right.
那 Adam 约朋友最广就最常用的动词是什么呢
Probably just hang out with friends
Hang out with friends.、
Yeah.
You want to hang out?
You want to hang out on Friday?
对对对，就是约吗？就这个意思。
Yeah.
Want to hang out, 对吧？好，那今天我们跟 Adam 老师学了很多实用简单的这个约会的说法啊，约爱人啦，约客户啊，约牙医啊，约朋友啊，反正大家下一次在自己日常生活中呢，就要应用起来。不要再 don't confuse them 不要再搞错了啊那如果你每一次都觉得在听我们节目这十多分钟的时间里面既放松又学到了很多英语那我想你会更加喜欢我们的会员课程因为我们每天都有更新新课是一样开源这样的风格但是呢这课程都是全英语讲解的所以即使你在国内我们也可以帮你创造一个非常好的接触英语的环境那我们现在已经有1000多课会员课程了而且就像我说的每天不断在持续的发布和更新学习一年呢我们的价格也一直都没有变过只要629所以我也希望这对 大家来说是一个非常超值的英语学习体验。好，最后大家可以到我们的微信公众号给我们的节目留言，也可以来免费试用我们的会员课程并且升级。好，感谢你的收听。 If you've got a date tonight, enjoy. If you're hanging out with your friends, also enjoy. 最后如果你要 meeting with clients, 辛苦了。We'll see you next week. 再见。
Bye guys.